An image of the bus involved in the collision with an e-scooter in which two teenage boys lost their lives in Waterford in the early hours of yesterday morning is carried on the front of today's Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mirror. In the picture, the windscreen of the bus is visibly shattered. The Examiner reports that it's thought that 15-year-old Gilbert Collins and 17-year-old Abuzwa Idris were returning from an all-night gym when the accident happened. The breakdown of yesterday's talks between pilots and management at Aer Lingus generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail and Irish Independent. The Mail focuses on the impact the escalation of the strike will have on families just as school holidays begin, while the Independent runs with the line that Aer Lingus pilots receive an annual pension of €90,000 when they retire. For its lead story, the Irish Times reports on the angry response within government to the release of a dossier from the Defence Forces containing details of 68 soldiers who have been convicted of crimes or are currently before the courts. The release of Desi O'Hare from Portlaoise prison receives coverage in the front of the Belfast Telegraph and Irish Sun. Both papers remind us that the so-called Border Fox had served a sentence for his involvement in an attempted kidnapping in Dublin in 2015, but that he is most notorious for the kidnap and torture of dentist John O'Grady in 1987, in which he chopped off two of his victim's fingers. The 69-year-old, who is pictured in the front of the Sun wearing a face mask, boarded a train to Cork yesterday, but is expected to return to his native county Armagh. The Irish News leads today with yesterday's court case in which Dermot Connolly avoided a conviction and jail sentence for punching two men in an unprovoked attack in 2022. The former Dublin footballer was ordered to pay €2,000 in compensation. In its lead story about Jay Slater, the British teenager who went missing in Tenerife 10 days ago, the Irish Daily Star interviews Audrey Fitzpatrick, whose daughter Amy went missing on the Costa del Sol in 2008. Elsewhere this morning, the Times gives front page coverage to the decision taken by the organisers of a conference on James Joyce in Glasgow last weekend to bar 96-year-old Swiss academic Fritz Sen from the event following allegations that he had harassed a young woman there. 83-year-old Patrick McElwee from Clondalkin features in a story in today's Independent about a court appearance he's facing on a charge of trespassing on a green area in his neighbourhood, which had been in common use since the estate was built in the 1960s. The green has become the subject of a dispute since Keith Howell, the owner of a house adjacent to it, asserted that the land is part of his garden. In 2021, Mr. Howell built a footpath and planted trees around the green area in question. Mr. McElwee's son Owen tells Amy Molloy that his family were outraged when their elderly father, who is now in a wheelchair, was arrested and put in a prison cell last August, when himself and his friends gathered on the green to make a stand after they failed to get the support of South Dublin County Council. There's no escaping Taylor Swift in today's papers. So what's all the fuss about is the headline in The Star. In The Independent, meanwhile, Barry Egan kind of answers that question when he provides a sneak preview of what fans can expect from her Dublin gigs based on the London show he attended last weekend. The Examiner devotes its lead editorial to the 34-year-old pop star. And in another piece in today's paper, Nicole Glennon has a guide to everything fans going to the gigs need to know, including some helpful advice under the question, when is a good time to go to the toilet? And finally, Dublin-based glove maker Paula Roan will be watching closely to see if Taylor Swift wears her white leather hand-stitched gloves on stage at the Aviva Stadium this weekend, since she's already worn them twice during recent performances. Other well-known people who've also worn Roan's gloves include Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande and Kate Middleton.